Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A good Tuesday, September 23rd, baby.
Yes, indeed. Man, we almost already in October, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, our man Dusty Baker going to be here in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to talk wine. We're going to talk baseball.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk all sorts of things when the Hall of Famer, which is a conversation in and of itself, joins us coming up at 3 o'clock. Dusty Baker will be here live in studio. I'm Damian Barling. He's our little buddy, Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir. Acknowledge me.
Yeah, but I was listening on the radio. Casey's, we're very vain.
Such a
on this show, and Casey's in ear monitors that you know look very nice and are pretty much hidden from the camera. I guess died, and so now Kenny's got his KSFM. Music playing over the earphones, that's and he crazy. Looks like just a little.
You look like you belong in Studio One. You look like you need to come cut a YouTube clip or something.
This is crazy,
he
bro.
He just looks like a little sweetie with his baseball hat on and like he won a contest to meet Dusty Baker today.
Shadowing for the day. Go ahead, Kenny. Tell him your favorite sports teams.
I like the Giants. So I like
Casey,
the Kings,
what grade
like
are you in?
This is all bad, man. It's a. I will say this though.
Sounds great, huh?
It sounds fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Wow. This sound like the radio. This sound like HD2.
Yeah. No. Those
but
are.
It don't look like
used.
HD2, so I don't like it.
I can't. I think I can help you out, but because I can't.
Loki, you need Damien to throw on the headphones too, or something, yeah. Dude. Like just no. To help you out.
Hey, don't ask me to look crazy because you're going to have to make it through this opening.
That's you.
Hey, no clips from the opening segment. And we'll get Kenny's earbud situation. But it is sweet. He does look like a little guy playing radio today. It's very fun.
Man. Shout out to all those people who got to wear it over the head joints, man.
Well, I mean, some people don't care. We just learned if we're going to be on camera, we got to make it. Yeah. Got to make it look hot. Like, yeah. No one does TV with, you know, their headphones on.
No. Speaking of Dusty Baker, I'm in here looking like Bartman.
Well, yeah.
Steve,
yeah.
Where are you at? Come do an interview with us, 13. Steve, yeah. Come do an interview with 1320.
Yeah. The only thing you're missing is the turtleneck. That's the only thing Casey doesn't have.
Oh, man. I remember I went to a Kings game like later that week after the Bartman situation. I saw three, and the Kings game was on Halloween, I believe it was. And I saw three Bartman costumes. And the guy, one of the guys, he had the whole thing on, and he had a baseball, and he just walked down the aisle like juggling the baseball. I was like, oh, man, this dude a costume now.
Is there a fan story that kind of comes close to that?
Bartman?
Like the guy went into hiding. Fox was showing his face. Like, he was, like, I was a kid, so I don't know how big, like,
but
like, it was a story, and like 20 years later, 15 years later, like the 10 years later, Cubs fans
hated him. The only fan thing I can think of that even remotely resembles is the Pistons Pacers, the Palace. That's the only, and that's not even pinpointed at one fan.
Right.
Like, it's fans. You have the guy who threw the cup and then kind of hid. Then you had the guy who got dropped while standing on the floor.
Yeah.
And but other than that, it's a fan incident. Like, nothing that
we
I can think of.
Names.
Yeah, nothing I can think of on a, like, it's not, it's called Malice at the Palace, not the, you know, Gregory incident. Right. You know what I mean? Like, right. This is the Bartman incident. The bro literally went into hiding. He just like went away. He was like, don't contact me, I ain't doing nothing. If you reporters track me down, you're not going to get anything. I think the only thing he ever accepted was, did he accept the World Series ring?
I'm not even sure.
I remember they said they were going to offer it.
I think he accepted it, and he put out a statement saying thank you, he's grateful for the organization and that whole thing. But to the best of my knowledge, he never appeared. He never showed up at the rings. They invited him. He never did any of that. He was just like, no, I don't want to be a part of it. He just accepted the, and I think it was a ring. He just accepted the gesture of the ring.
Released a statement after that.
Yeah, and that was it.
The only time a reporter ever caught him was in a parking garage.
He was in a parking garage. Yeah,
I do remember that. Yeah, damn.
I'm like, bro, you know I have grounds to shoot you right now. you one, it's clear you stalked me. You've approached me in a parking garage. Like, this has to be stand my ground. What state am I in?
I'm not, like, contrary to popular belief and the things that I say, I'm not like a fighter. Like, I ain't fighting nobody. But if I was Bartman, I probably would have gotten a lot of fights. Because people would come up to me saying whatever, thinking that it's okay.
I don't know if I would
have got to move to North Dakota at that point.
I don't know if I would have been in a lot of fights, but I know if someone approaches me in a parking garage in that moment, I'm probably not in a good place.
Right.
You better have caught me on the best day ever leaving the office.
Slap the fire out of somebody. Look, it's just the Cubs. It's just the game. Don't think you can talk to me any type of way because of the damn Cubs.
Well, I mean, we saw fans throwing trash at Brian freaking Windhurst.
What did Wendy
ever do to anybody?
That was crazy. That was crazy.
Them Knicks fans, y'all. Did you talk to your contingent?
I'm not a Knicks fan.
Wow, you've really.
Did you ever make the group chat?
Nah, not yet. I gotta holler at the Cubs.
I don't even know that they've accepted you.
Well, and he's just been trying to kick it for so long.
It's crazy. Yeah. They're talking amongst each other. Hey, man. I don't know if KC can make it in this chat, man. I don't know. He's soft. He one of them California boys. I don't know.
Where did that bring you back to us?
Shout out Herb. Shout out Herb, my cousin Herb. I talked to him the other day. He's like, yeah, man, you know, we're gonna come out here. I'm gonna be at the Garden. I forgot what date he said. But
$1,500 to get the ticket. Is he going with Kamara?
He ain't going with Kamara.
Thank God.
They got season tickets though. I think that they share between the four of them. But they was like, nah, you got to come out there with the cousins, man. You know, we got to. I said, November's a little tight. He said, don't worry about it. March, April. Come on out to the Garden, baby. We got you.
Oh, did you get invited to Madison Square Garden, Jesse?
No, they wouldn't accept me.
Did you? Yes, you did. What are you talking about? By Kamara. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Kamara didn't invite us.
Kenny's like.
Yeah, Kamara invited us at a price, though. At a very, very steep price.
Kenny's like the kid in high school in those TV shows where, like, me and Damien are, like, his loser friends, but, like, he got pretty good at sports. And now it's his opportunity to hang out with the cooler kids.
Yeah.
He's kind of lingering. Like, no, Damien, Jess, I like you guys, but I'm going to go hang out with them and see how that's lying.
You guys can come to the Garden, too.
That's exactly how the shows go. That's exactly how the movies go. You guys can come hang out, too. It's fine. Then we get made fun of.
Meanwhile, the cousins are like,
yeah,
we can't let Casey, you know.
I'm pretty sure this was 22nd Jump Street.
20-second jump street.
When Channing Tatum goes to play football, we're Jonah Hill. We're Jonah Hill.
Hold up. Was the sequel of that called 20-second jump street?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, God. 22
jump
terrible.
Street. 22 jump street.
Okay, okay. 20-second jump street is crazy.
Oh, man, good times, man. Shout out Ricky. Shout out Kevin. Shout out her. You know what I'm saying?
Johnny Depp was 21 Jump Street. Who else? Was Holly Robinson Pete on that show?
Yes.
She was? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Because I used to always get
Down on Jump Street.
That and Head of the Class confused for whatever reason.
She wasn't on Head of the Class.
No, Robin Gibbons.
Robin Gibbons was on Head of the Class.
Yeah.
I feel like once every 2 or 3 weeks, we just take a trip down Robin Gibbons' memory lane.
As we should.
Happy Robin Gibbons Day, everybody. Who's the equivalent of Robin? Is there an equivalent of Robin Gibbons today?
My first thought, and I don't even think this is accurate. I got to really think about this. My first thought is Taraji P. Henson. That's the first person.
But Robin and Taraji P. Henson are probably close to the same age, aren't they?
They are. Taraji, I think Sanaa Lathan, I think, just had a birthday. But Sanaa Lathan might be Robin Gibbons. Somewhere there, somewhere in that.
I feel like that's all
someone
older.
Someone says Regina Hall. Because Robin Gibbons.
Regina's 50-something.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are all the same. Like, who is the equivalent of Robin Gibbons and Head of the Class today?
Give me a second. I'll think about that.
I can't even venture a guess.
So
Michael says D'Lo reliving his childhood crushes. Yeah, Robin Gibbons was up there.
My first thought, and you talk about somebody younger. My first thought is Effie.
Oh yeah.
It's one of those shows.
Yeah.
Didn't she
get arrested recently?
She did. And then I saw her on Instagram just frolicking around like nothing happened. Like, ma'am, explain what happened here.
I think Tyreek hit the shade room and was like, mugshot, fine, though.
Oh, Jess might have it. It's a good one. She says Lauren London.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one right
Shout
there.
Shout out, Lauren.
Anyways.
Catch us again in 3 weeks when we go down. Now Robin Gibbons Lane.
And we keep a sign like days since Robin Gibbons reference.
Yeah, we break down. I feel like we break down Bartman more than Chicago does too. There's a point for that today. One, because Kenny looks like him, and two, Dusty Baker will be in the studio. Is Kyle about to open a bottle of champagne? What is that? Did he just bring his lunch in with a bottle of wine? Is that how the insiders roll?
He's got a Game of Thrones bottle of champagne he's going to eat with his lunch right, drink with his lunch right now.
That is incredible. That is absolutely.
It's a beer.
That's a beer?
That's crazy.
Hey, salute. No, Kyle Madsen, you left your water in here too. Oh, Kyle Madsen, dude, he do lunch differently than we do.
He does. See what happens when you can actually have lunch. You can do stuff like
See?
That.
No, it's
nothing
it's
like
right. lunch
in a 40.
Bro, that's like an 80.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Start calling Kyle Doughboy.
Oh, you're just washing down your lunch with a giant beer. It caught our attention. I thought that was a bottle of champagne. What? Yeah, well, if it's free, take it.
That's a good point. I did see that. I might just take two bottles. I don't even know what it is.
You want me to grab you two bottles? There's three left. I'll take one. You take two?
Yes.
I got you.
There you go. All right.
Your family wines have like 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Those are done today. We were waiting for Dusty to come in. Yeah, those are done today. I'll send you home with something. You're in good shape. So maybe we should send Lamar Jackson some Baker family wines because in an ice tub.
Mm. A running back who won't fumble. Oh, sorry.
That's tough that he did that on the day we said he walks a little feminine.
Well,
did you see the video of him walking into the arena?
I didn't yesterday, but okay. I have seen him
before. Okay.
Well, it's tough.
He saunters into the arena more than he walked. Like, Derrick Henry, you're the baddest running back in the game. You can't saunter into the stadium.
It's also tough that game happened on the same day we were saying, everybody's going to lose to the Ravens. Now they might be endangered. I'm making a play.
Well, we'll talk about that. Someone's falling to 1-3 on Sunday.
Wow.
We'll talk about that. Like someone who you thought might have been going to the Super Bowl is going to fall to 1-3 on Sunday when we're at Baker Family Wines for our wine tasting and watch party. Mm. Wine tasting and football. But Lamar was sacked 7 times yesterday. That was a big story in the game. Of course, Derrick Henry fumbling for the 3rd time in 3 games was a big story in the game. But shout out to the Lions. They regrouped after that week 1 loss to the Packers. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think they hung up 50 last week. Mm-hmm. Jared Goff looked good again yesterday.
I famously had the hot take of...
Infamously.
That too. I had the hot take that both the Chiefs and the Lions would not make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I want to douse some cold water on one of those sides.
Okay.
Dead wrong about the Lions.
Okay.
That what they've done in the last 2 weeks, very impressive. And it shows that at the very least, they might be the same as they were before they or when they had Ben Johnson. But at the very least, I'm convinced they won't fall off a cliff with Ben Johnson not being there. They'll be fine on the offensive end. I think, that's a playoff team. That's a playoff team. That was a very impressive win in an impressive spot by the Lions last night.
What made you think that they might not be too good? That's wrong. What made you think they might regress and miss the playoffs?
I thought the coordinator situation would mm-hmm. have a big impact on them, mm-hmm. and it still might.
So did I.
It still might, but I'm not completely flipped now. Like, they're going to have to show me in multiple games that it's just not the same anymore, because they've shown me in multiple games in this situation that they're still cooking. So, yeah, I thought that would be a bigger deal. I definitely thought the Ben Johnson thing would be a bigger hindrance to them, but they look like they're perfectly fine. They have Jahmyr Gibbs, the speed that he has, Jameson Williams, St. Brown, the speed that they have on the offensive end is just electric, absolutely electric. And I think they have one of the best offensive lines, if not the best offensive line, in the game today. And they're still cooking. They're still cooking. As you can see, I was really impressed with them last night, because you know how I feel about Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And Baltimore couldn't stop them. Baltimore's defense might not be that good either, but still, that's a That's a championship quality team that I believe they are. And the Lions were unfazed by any of that.
Could be the hottest take of all, because that'd be the first time in, what, 20 years that the Baltimore defense isn't good. Mm. Maybe they're in a position that you talked about with the San Francisco 49ers yesterday, where they're going to have to get better as the season goes along.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised by last night's game. I was surprised by the amount of points scored. Say that at first. And I was definitely surprised by the outcome. Jared Goff is just consistently really, really good. I don't know where the narrative on Jared Goff kind of being a mid-tier quarterback, middle-of-the-pack quarterback started. It's always tough when your former team says we're a quarterback away from winning a championship. Maybe we're a different quarterback away from winning a championship, mm-hmm. and they go get that different quarterback, and they go on and win the championship. That's tough. It's also tough when your first head coach basically sabotages your rookie year and makes you look like an idiot on Hard Knocks. Like, that's the number one reason Jeff Fisher should never be in the league again. He made Goff look so stupid on Hard Knocks, and knowing that they had, like, final – you know, editorial, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but they
final say
yeah. that they made Goff look like that. It's something that I think has followed him when he has just consistently been really, really good, Jesse.
Goff's never been able to be his own man in the NFL.
Like, what do you mean?
Like when he was tearing it up with the Rams. Oh, this new coach Sean McVay is like lighting up the NFL. He's just basically telling Goff where to go, and that's all Goff has to do. Like, that was kind of the discussion there, where it's like he's got Sean McVay,
mm-hmm.
and then you trade him, whatever. They win the Super Bowl with Stafford, and he's tearing it up with the Lions. Oh yeah, he's got Ben Johnson, this new up and coming coordinator. Where it's like whatever team he's going to, like, they're gonna be so lucky. Blah blah blah. It's like Ben Johnson's the story, Sean McVay's the story. It's just never been Jared Goff, the really good NFL quarterback. Like, there's always just been a crutch attached to him.
One of the things that I think, and that's a good call on your part, Jesse. One of the things that I think has been maybe a bit of an issue for him is, and I wanted to look up these numbers, but the playoffs. Him not lighting the world on fire the same way in the playoffs. I wanted to take a look at what he did the first year with the Lions, because I think he played fine in both mm-hmm. of those games. I think he did, but I just wanted to check the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously the Super Bowl, not being able to do anything there. Not being able to do anything in the second half of the NFC Championship game against the 49ers. Last year, numbers were good, but some big-time picks that flipped that game last year in the playoffs. It feels like that might be what people hold against him
mm-hmm.
when they talk about whether or not he's one of the top quarterbacks in the game, because in the regular season, he's on point mm-hmm. more times than not.
Yeah, he really is a terrific quarterback. And he wins football games.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a reason that the Lions got that win yesterday. He's a reason that the Lions have been. Shout out to David Montgomery, man. That was a hell of a job by him. And, yeah, like, it was a hell of a job by him and a hell of a job by the Lions, making sure he got the ball. Of course, 72 yards is going to add to your. Bruh, two 95 plus yard touchdown drives is insane. In a single game is absolutely insane. And. Yeah, I guess that's where maybe this Baltimore Ravens defense isn't what we're used to, because that's a tough stat. If you give up a 95-yard touchdown drive in consecutive games, that's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man, we saw it again last week, Joe. Like, what was that? And for it to happen twice in the same game, man, that's a credit. That's a credit to the Lions offense. It's a credit to David Montgomery and that whole offensive group. But Just a really great job by all. You and Kyle were talking about the fourth down play in the fourth quarter with a chance to really it didn't cement the game. They weren't able to run out the clock, but they were able to do a lot of damage by picking up that, I think it was fourth and two, the longest 2 yards in history. And I mean, it had to be perfect. Like, if that was the play design, like, it had to be perfect. And it was just, hey, get ahead of your defender, I'm going to put the ball where only you can get it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in a tough spot. And they connected. And that was just great work. Again, great work by Jared Goff.
100%, man. 100%. I was just super impressed by Detroit in this game. Shout out to my man, Coach Chris, big Lions fan. I had to tell him. I said, that was big time last night. That was big time. That was because I hold the Ravens in that stature. I hold them at that level, thinking they're a championship team, and I don't necessarily feel different about them now.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel better about the Lions than what I did going into that game. Really good win.
Yeah, indeed it was. And now, you know, maybe the conversation that we had yesterday where we talked about the Eagles and the Rams, a little bit with the Packers and the 49ers, maybe it's time to go ahead and, like, okay, there's a couple of big wins for the Lions. Let's put Detroit back into this conversation. Now, whether Detroit should have ever been out of the conversation, different story. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time. Excuse me. Again, I get emotional talking about the Detroit Lions.
I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry.
And get them back there into that Super Bowl conversation.
Hold it together, buddy.
Yeah, I'm trying to, man. It's just Dan Campbell is... The biting kneecaps and all of that stuff, it just really gets me going. Maybe it's time we put them back up into that upper echelon where both the Eagles and the Rams are.
Agreed.
Is it time to pump the brakes on the team in Baltimore, though, real quick?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Well,
we'll find out Sunday.
Because at some point, the conversation about one of these two teams is because right now it's like, it's week three, like, you know, the tough loss against Buffalo. Again, you lose to Detroit. I think there's no shame in losing to Detroit and Buffalo. Like, see, those are good football teams.
Feel like we keep seeing them come up short, though, to these teams.
That's fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
No.
That's fine. But to me, coming up short now doesn't really matter. As long as you get to the playoffs. Like, no one, if the Ravens are entering the playoffs, no one's going, well, they came up short against Buffalo and Detroit this year. I mean, and maybe you can as a talking point, if you need something. Like, but they're going to be judged by whether they win in the postseason or not.
Yeah, I just mean looking at this team as a whole. And we got to go to break right now. Let's talk about later, I guess. But, like, just looking at them as a whole, because it's like, you win a divisional game, but, like, you run into Kansas City in the championship, you lose. You run into Buffalo last year in the divisional round, you lose. You lost in 2022 to the Bengals. Like, it's just, I wonder if this team just has a problem just finishing the job.
Well, I got some thoughts on that. We'll talk about it.
Dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader. Dusty Baker is going to be here in studio today at 3 o'clock. We'll talk more about that when we return as well on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.